lasers for stun and prepare for warp speed. It's time for the We Got the Geeks movie talk.
Injection you got. It's a nanite explosive. It's the size of a rice grain, but as powerful as a hand grenade. You disobey me, you die. You try to escape, you die. You otherwise irritate or vex me, and guess what? You die.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
Lady, shut up! This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad to do something that'll get you killed. But until that happens, you're my problem.
So was that like a pep talk?
Yeah, that was pep talk.
Grab what you need for a fight. We're wheels up in 10.
You might want to work on your team motivation thing. You heard of Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
He's like the gold standard. Okay? Triangle, bitch. Study.
All right, how's it going out there, people? We're actually going to be doing our review of the Suicide Squad here from the lovely Sketchbook Comics, home of the Captain America and Iron Man salt and pepper shakers.
So, for the moment,
yeah. Well, I'm here with the lovely Sarah.
Hi. I'm as lovely as the salt and pepper shakers, or are they win, I think.
You're lovelier than a Chris Evans salt and pepper shaker.
I don't know. It's Chris Evans.
Well, yeah. And, of course, joining us here is our good friend, Jeff.
The lovely Jeff.
I was going to say, am I not lovely?
The lovely and talented Jeff. And
I got mad skills.
Yeah, and if she wants to say anything, we have the savior of We Got the Geek here. We have Terry. How's it going?
Also lovely.
Also lovely.
We're all lovely.
We're all lovely. And
Jay is also lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so anyhow, Suicide Squad.
Lovely.
Lovely. First, a little background. Jeff, I know you used to read the comics back in the day.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Yeah.
They were some of my favorite comics, and I just reread a lot of them recently.
The original 80s series, yeah. John Ostrander.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John Ostrander, Kim Yale,
yeah.
Luke McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that stuff.
Deadpool miniseries as well back in the day.
Deadshot miniseries.
Deadshot. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I did Deadshot. Read the Deadpool miniseries too, but they have nothing to do with this conversation.
No, no. Deadshot.
Yes.
Floyd Lawton.
Deadshot miniseries. Oh, yeah. I've read all that stuff.
That's cool. I know you were a big fan.
I am.
Are you reading the Rebirth stuff? Is it
I am
any
reading
good?
The Rebirth stuff. It's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's better than, I think, the last couple of years of it have been.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And we never really did an official review of Superman versus Batman, or Batman versus Superman, I believe. So it ties in a little bit into this film. Jeff, you were a huge fan of that one as well.
I love Batman versus Superman. Mm-hmm. I love it. Those of you that don't, I love it.
Oh.
Richards for you.
Yeah, and...
yes, I do. I liked it a lot. I rewatched it recently with the Ultimate Edition. It's up there with my favorite comic book movies of all time.
Cool. You as well, Sarah?
Yes. We haven't finished watching the Ultimate Edition.
We got about an hour into it.
Yeah. But I did... For not being a huge DC fan, I really thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very good.
Greatest Batman ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I have to agree with that.
I
liked Ben Affleck as Batman and as Bruce Wayne.
It's because he is Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
He's a millionaire playboy in real life.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe he also fights crime in real life. I don't know. Why he and Jennifer split, because he was really spending his nights out. She thinks with strippers. He was really just out fighting crime.
He was absolutely a vigilante.
Trying to form the Justice League.
That's right.
With strippers.
I haven't gotten
a different form of Justice League.
Yeah.
Justice might have been part of it, as well as Destiny and Amber.
Nice. I haven't actually heard your appearance on Ryan's show yet, but what did you think of the Justice League trailer or the Wonder Woman trailer?
You haven't heard our conversation on that because it doesn't take place on Ryan's show.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay.
We forgot that one.
Oh, okay.
We went through every other trailer from San Diego, and he forgot to talk about the footage of Justice League.
Oh, wow.
Justice League footage. I dug it. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff about it I really liked. There was some stuff about it I was a little bit questionable about. I'm hoping Cyborg isn't as shiny.
Right.
I don't know why. For some reason, to me, he should be kind of a matte silver as opposed to reflective.
Yeah.
This way he won't get hit by a car, though, at night.
Right.
The footage with Batman and Flash is cool. The only thing I kind of wish, looking back on it, is that they had gone with Wally instead, because you know, the whole idea that he needs friends doesn't really strike me as Barry Allen. It's really more Wally if he hadn't had the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, and he, in this universe, he didn't have the Titans, so it would have made sense for it to be Wally coming right into the Justice League.
Yeah.
Different mentality. But overall, I thought it was good. Clearly, they've changed Aquaman a fair amount.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down with that. I have no issues with that.
You know what? He looks really good.
That's really all Terry cares about, is what he looks like.
Hey, he's hot, okay?
He is. He really is.
Well, at least it's that orange shirt, green pants.
Oh, I really want the orange shirt.
Sure is.
I really want the orange shirt. But, overall, I thought it looked good. I know a lot of people complain about the lack of Superman in it.
Yeah, but
what we saw was Bruce building the Justice League in memorial to him.
Yeah, there's a reason why you don't see Superman in it.
Yeah.
Because if anybody saw Batman versus Superman, y'all know
he's... Yeah, but he's in it.
I know he's in it, but he's not... He is, but he isn't, because, you know...
He will be. They've already teased the black suit.
Oh, that's right. I hope he gets a mullet, too.
Oh.
No, I don't think that'll happen. Funny anymore. No.
I think the black suit will be brief.
Oh, probably.
But,
wow. I've hated you for 9 months now.
Overall, I dug the footage. It was neat.
Right. And Wonder Woman?
That trailer was...
That got me excited.
Yes.
Wow. There's a reason nobody's talking about anything else that came out of San Diego. It's that Wonder Woman trailer.
Oh, brilliant.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, they tease just enough of... So she is a strong female character with the "you don't control what I do" type of thing. And the secretaries, that sounds like slavery to me, conversation with Etta Candy.
Yeah.
You know... That teases all kinds of cool stuff without jamming feminism down anybody's throat.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was fantastic.
I was never super into Wonder Woman. I never had the interest for it. And I watched that trailer and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm more excited for this than I am for a lot of the Marvel movies coming out.
Now, see, when I was a kid, I'd watch Linda Carter on TV. And I had the whole Wonder Woman toy getup. I had the tiara and the bracelets, and I had a red bathing suit and red rain boots, and I pretended to be Wonder Woman. I'm saying that while he's recording. Yep. You're going to edit that out.
No, you're not.
We'll see.
No, you're not.
No. Well, I did the same thing.
She was my hero.
I'll reference it 5 or 6 more times through the conversation, just so that you can edit it out, because those conversation pieces won't make sense without it.
The thing is, there weren't a lot of really strong female role models when I was a kid. I mean, I'm 43. You'll edit that part out, too. And
I'll reference it a couple more times.
Crap. But there were a lot of strong heroes that were women back then.
There was Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, or Dyna Woman and Electra Girl, whichever way that went.
There was. And the Bionic Woman.
The Bionic Woman.
See, yeah, okay, and yes.
Super hearing.
Yes. She was cool. I used to watch her, too.
Did you jump and go, no.
No.
I know.
No, I did not.
So did I.
The $6 million man, I think, had a little more clout than the Bionic Woman at times, I think.
Well, yeah.
Because she came after.
Oh, absolutely. She's a spinoff, for sure.
Yeah.
But they did lots of crossovers and stuff. It had the Bionic Kids. And
yes.
Birthing those must have been difficult.
There may have been a Bionic Dog, too, I think.
Now that
can you imagine the ultrasounds on a Bionic Kid? That would just mess things up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Trailer was good.
Trailer was great.
Trailer was fantastic. And we're all looking forward to seeing your cosplay, Sarah.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
All right. So much.
Moving on.
Moving on from Sarah's Wonder Woman costume at age 43.
That's right. No need to edit anything.
I'm going to go outside.
All right. So
see about that.
The Suicide Squad. This is a new concept for you. You've never...
I had never, like I said, didn't read a lot of DC comics, wasn't familiar with the Suicide Squad. So I went in watching this movie with you with, like, no knowledge of it at all, except from what you told me. And I wound up really, really liking it. I didn't know the argument about Deadshot and all that, because I didn't know what he was in the comics.
Are we talking the changing of the race?
Yeah. Sure. So for me, it wasn't an issue. It was a complete non-issue. I love Will Smith as Deadshot.
So do I.
He was amazing.
Deadshot was the only character I had any background on, and that's because I got a comic from Jeff.
Yeah.
And that was the only one I actually had background on. So yeah. I read the comic, and I liked it. Like, I liked it a lot. And
yeah.
then I watched the movie, and I'm like, frig, Will Smith just blew me out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, he was my favorite character. I mean, like, I get it, everybody loves Harley, but Will Smith, like...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, he was brilliant as this. And I really... I'm not very familiar with the character of Slipknot. Did I get that right?
You did.
Yay, I remember.
Same as the band.
That's what okay. you said.
That's what...
Yeah, that's yeah. what you said.
Came well before the band, though.
Well, yeah.
Yes. But
Firestorm villain?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
For me, my biggest thing to see Slipknot on the big screen is that it was played by Adam Beach. And I love Adam Beach. Great Canadian actor. Great Indigenous Canadian actor.
Dance me outside.
Yes! And it was just...
And he was kicking wing in Dirt and Joe Dirt.
That's right, he was.
Love That's seeing right. him in this movie.
That, the scene with him and Boomerang...
Yes.
...pretty much taken from the books,
Oh,
too,
absolutely,
actually.
It was.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. The only difference being in the book, he just gets his arm blown off because
yeah.
that's where the bombs are set.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, the whole thing of, you know, they're not real. Go, make a run for it. I'm going. Are you coming with me? You know, and then
yeah.
basically sending Slipknot off to find out if they were real. Yeah, that's straight out of the books.
Yeah.
Although, then they should have kept it like the comics, because I didn't like seeing them get killed.
Blowing their heads off makes more sense, though, when you're talking about how dangerous these people are.
Well, okay, yes, but I wish he had been in the movie a little bit longer.
Because the problem in the book was if you put it on their arm, and it was like a bracelet on their arm that exploded and took their
yeah.
arm off. The problem with that is if you have anybody who can pick a lock... You can't use them on a team.
True.
Because they just take the bracelet off.
Yeah, okay, good point.
So the injection into the neck or head, which is what they use now,
yeah.
makes way more sense.
Well, you could have done the injection into the arm, too.
All this because you don't want to see Adam Beach die.
Pretty much. Pretty much. If Adam Beach ever listens to this, he'll know.
Sadly, I knew he was going to die as soon as they announced Slipknot was in it. And for the record, despite all of the people who keep saying, and it's Slipknot's powers, apparently, to climb ropes, it wasn't a power. He just used ropes. It was his gimmick. The end.
Yeah.
No powers.
It was a shtick.
Yeah. Much like Will Smith as Deadshot. Deadshot does not have powers.
No.
He's an assassin. The
and
end.
He's a great shot.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Yes. Hence.
See? I could put two and two together.
Now, since a lot of the characters were from the old Suicide Squad comics, how about Captain Boomerang? What were your thoughts on him?
Captain Boomerang was cool. They used him similar to the way they did in the comics.
Yeah.
Not quite the same. In the comics, he's not a drunk so much as he's kind of a smarmy.
Yeah. Now, his infatuation with unicorns, was that new?
That's from something.
Okay.
And I don't remember what.
Okay.
It didn't surprise me in the movie, so... Big word. It's from somewhere. I honestly don't remember where or why.
Okay.
But, yeah, I found it funny.
And his costume was a little better. He didn't look like a flight attendant, like, from the
That's
old...
true. That's true, with the scarf and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they did a decent job on him. I think
yeah.
Courtney J. did a good job with him, even though he's not a great actor.
No.
But I dug him in the movie. There was some stuff I'm like, I wish they'd had time to do this with him, but they don't have time to give everybody a ton of screen
yeah.
time, so
yeah.
there were some things that they had to leave out. So I thought they did a good job with him with what they had.
And I'll ask Sarah about this one. How about the Enchantress? What were your thoughts on her?
Really cool. Really cool. I wish. I mean, everybody kept calling her a witch. I'm like, I wish I could do that stuff. But I can't. So... I liked her.
Have you tried it while wearing the Wonder Woman costume?
No, but I'll make a note of it.
I have to ask you this because I don't remember either. Was she with Rick Flagg in the books?
No.
No? Okay, no. That was new.
No. I think the reason they did that was because Rick Flagg had a love interest before the Suicide Squad that had died on a mission and then in the books comes back.
Karen Grace.
That's right.
Karen I don't know why I remember that.
She comes back and you find out she's not dead and she's pissed at him because he abandoned her, but he thought she was dead type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave him... There was more depth to his character because he had this loss, which was why he was doing the Suicide Squad to begin with.
Okay.
So I think that was kind of to replace that.
Okay. You should cosplay her.
The Enchantress?
Yeah. Karen Grace.
Yeah, Karen Gray is, no, the Enchantress.
No, I like Karen better. I can wear more clothes.
Okay.
That's fair, a lot more.
Okay, come on. Could you imagine jingling, like just walking around all those stones? Just, it'd be a funny sound. You know it.
Well, I was showing you pictures of her costume in the books, the old books.
That I can do.
The big witch hat.
And yeah, it's
the
a very different costume.
With
yeah.
The green dress?
Very different costume.
That I can do. Cool.
But I was super happy with the amount of time Rick Flagg got.
Yeah.
I really thought he was going to be a background character there to enforce and tell us and remind us that there's a bomb in your head, I'll blow you up, you know, every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But no, because he was one of my favorites in the books. And
yeah.
They got his relationship with Deadshot building the way it should be. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked what they did with him.
That's cool. Yeah, I was a fan of him, too. I've totally forgot that they had been on Smallville and Arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd forgotten about Smallville, but I knew yeah. Arrow had yeah. used Suicide Squad.
Different Deadshot.
They also used Bronze Tiger, which I was a little disappointed they didn't use in the movie because he was such an integral
part. That's right, yeah. Scene. But maybe Bronze Tiger will be around for the sequel.
It could be. But one of the things about Bronze Tiger, too, is it adds too many good guys to the bad guy team.
Yeah, that's you true. Know, oh, because they had
Tiger's
Katana, too.
Bad guy. They had Katana. They had Flag back then. There was a few of them. Nightshade was a good guy. And
that's right.
There was a lot of good guys on a bad guy team back then.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, perhaps with a Sketchbook Comics commercial. And when we come back, we'll
We're not editing that out.
We'll talk. No. We'll talk some more about the Suicide Squad.
That no.
We'll maybe even throw some spoilers in there as well.
No, not spoilers.
All right, we'll be right back.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Seriously, the hell's wrong with you people?
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
All right, we are back at Sketchbook Comics. I'm here with Sarah, Jeff, and Terry. How's it going?
Good.
Still good.
All right, we're talking about
this. It's a great sketchbook.
Still
commercial.
Here.
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely.
Commercial. I loved it.
Yes. So we've been talking about the Suicide Squad. Much like other reviews we've done, we usually save the second spot where we start talking about spoilers and stuff like that. So if you don't want to hear them, move away from the computer.
Let's be honest. If you didn't want to hear them, you probably shouldn't have even started the podcast.
That's right. So I know we haven't really talked about the plot or anything here, but I'm going to throw this in right away, the mid-credit scene.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on that?
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's different than the way they did it in the original comics, but still had all the spirit of it and the yeah. heart of it. So I was completely down with the whole Bruce Wayne Waller scene.
Yeah.
You know, the whole mentality that she knows who he is and he knows about her stuff. And
yeah.
That they've got kind of an impasse that they're holds them both in place type of thing. That was fantastic. Plus, it built us towards Justice League. You know,
I think I grabbed your arm real hard when that scene came up too.
Wait, what scene again?
Mid-credits.
You got to stop catching Pokemon during the podcast recordings.
The mid-credits scene with Bruce Wayne.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And they knew who each other were. Gotcha. I remember that.
All right.
Because you didn't just hear me say it.
No. Now I remember that, and the file and. Yes, you did grab my arm, and I was like,
yes.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. The file that moves him towards justice.
Yes.
And it was neat seeing the opening scenes where they showed how everyone got caught, and
yeah.
They showed him a little bit.
And I wondered why the Flash was catching Captain Boomerang, and because I didn't know that was a Flash villain.
Yes.
So, that was cool.
He was one of the rogues gallery.
Yeah, it was
nice to go with someone who knows. Background stuff.
Yes.
It was nice to see Batman not catching everybody.
Yes.
Although, the capture of Harley and him chasing the Joker, I thought was really cool. Awesome.
That was fantastic. But I also liked how he caught Deadshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great, too.
And
I thought it added more to Deadshot's character than it did anything than the Harley chase did to Harley's.
Well, yeah. I love seeing that, because seeing the dynamic of Deadshot you know, yes, he's an assassin and everything, but he's also a doting father. It's like, oh, just add in another layer to the character that I like.
Did Deadshot dress like a pimp in the comics when he wasn't dressed like...
He did not.
Okay.
He did not.
He didn't want the hat, though.
He had hats at different times, but in the comics, he's a rich boy.
Yeah. Oh,
he comes from a very, very, very dark background.
Yeah.
Very dark. And I think the pimp hat, in all honesty, was kind of a throw towards his first appearance, where he wore, like, a tuxedo and a top hat to stop crime.
All right.
And, I mean, he was pretending to be a crime fighter, but was really kind of trying to take things over from behind the scenes. But, yeah, so I think the pimp hat was kind of a throw to the top hat look that he had originally.
And you weren't all that upset that he didn't wear the mask that much in the movie, were you?
No. We've seen I love Deadshot's mask. I love his costume. I love it. So the fact that it was changed in the comic, or sorry, in the movie, I was down with it. He still had the guns on the backs of his wrists.
Yeah.
It still looked like Deadshot when it really came down to it.
Yeah, it did.
We've seen too many superhero movies with full masks that you lose the actor because of it. I mean, Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, the Raimi Spider-Man, was a perfect example. We had an incredible actor in Willem Dafoe completely lost in the goblin armor.
Yeah.
No reactions, nothing. You couldn't see anything. It had to all be done by his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't have an issue with him taking
it
off a lot.
I think it was done well. I mean, when he has that conversation with Harley about people die when I put the mask on,
yeah.
and then the timing in which he puts the mask on, and you can kind of see the look that she gives when he does it,
yeah.
I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, I really enjoyed that, because she was like, yep, he's here now. Like,
Deadshot's here as opposed to Floyd.
You know things are happening. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked that they did that explanation for it. Mm-hmm. But, no, I had no issues with with how much he wore the mask versus how much he didn't. It's not like Kylo Ren where I just kept thinking, put your damn mask back on.
Nice. Now I'll talk to you about this. I know before the last Palmiotti Connor series, you were not...
I was not a
Harley Quinn fan. Yeah.
I hated her.
What did you think about her in the movie?
I understand why they went back to her and the Joker relationship. It's the one that's known by most people and adored for varying reasons by most people. That baffles me completely. My favorite thing is to hear customers say they want to love like Harley and Joker, and I just look at them and chuckle to myself and think, that's not a good thing.
No.
But I dug her. I thought she did a great job. I really liked her a lot, and I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about her. I really want her to be away from the Joker, but I get why she's not, and I liked what they did with her. I thought she was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think my one complaint about her is that there's a pretty vast distance between how she acts in the flashback scenes, how crazy she acts, and how crazy she acts as part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very big difference between those two. You could argue that it comes from, at some point, they have to give her some sort of counseling.
Yeah.
But that would be my only thought on her, is that it's a pretty drastic change between how crazy she is in one scene and then how crazy she is in the next.
It could also be, you know, the Joker plays a big part in that.
Absolutely. It could
be
his
insanity and his the way he acts.
It empowers her to lose her mind more.
Yeah. Right, and she plays off of that more, whereas if she's working with a team of people who are, for the most part, fairly sane...
The reality is, she's not... She's crazy, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but she's so not intelligent.
That's just it. She doesn't come from being some sort of uneducated kid or something like that. You know, she's a smart person, so it may very well be that when she's Joker, she feels more free to go over the edge.
Yeah.
You know, whereas later she's like, no, this is who I'm actually am, you know.
Yeah. Because
tough to say. We'll see when they do a Harley movie.
Yeah, true. That would be cool.
And what were your thoughts on the way Jared Leto portrayed the Joker?
The Joker! That's the big one.
Okay.
That's what everybody's losing their mind about or loving and everything. My 100% honest answer, and it's the same one I gave Terry after we saw it, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that he did that I was like, I don't think I like where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then later there was some stuff he did where I was like, okay, I really like where you're going with this. The fact of the matter is, it wasn't a Joker movie.
No.
And I was happy with the amount of screen time he had. So many people complaining about that. No, that was the right amount. Mm-hmm. I was worried Joker was going to steamroll the Suicide Squad, and we were going to get, you know, Joker, and the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as a movie. But that's not what it is. And Joker's in it the right amount. You know, I don't think it's too little. I think we had heard 7 or 8 minutes
yeah.
in total before. And then he's in it much, much more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And his role is great. You know, I thought the whole idea that he's just chasing Harley, trying to get her back, is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. I don't know what I think of him yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I think it's a promising start, because there was more that I liked about what he was doing than there was that I didn't. So we'll have to see what he does with it further.
Yeah, I gotta think the next place he'll show up will probably be in that solo Batman movie.
Maybe. I'm really, really hoping the place he shows up is not the solo Batman
Oh, really?
Movie.
Okay.
We've had Batman and Joker movies. I want to see Batman go against somebody new. I'd rather see, I don't know, Hush.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
What would really be kind of cool is if we got a Deadshot villain. You know, a Batman movie with Deadshot as the main villain. But Hush, to me, it would be fantastic. And get his buddy to play him. What's his name? Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Get Damon to play Hush. I think he'd be fantastic as it.
Cool. Now I have to get you the Hush series to read.
And with John's co-writing it with Affleck, my hope is that we move somewhere aside from Joker.
Yeah.
Okay. If Harley's getting her own movie, we can find out what happens to them in that.
That's true.
We don't need to see it in a Batman movie. Just give her her own movie. And the rumor is she wants to do a Harley movie with lots of the other female characters, like the Birds of Prey.
Oh, wow.
Which would be fantastic, man. Black Canary. Oh. Better than maybe the one we got on Arrow.
Yeah, possibly.
It'd be hard not to be.
Right. Or Huntress.
Yeah, I know, better Huntress than what we got on Arrow. Don't get me wrong, I like the Arrow show. I just, it'd be cool to get better takes on those two characters in particular.
Yeah. Sarah, what did you think about the Joker in this movie?
I'm with Jeff, I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about Jared Leto as the Joker.
Yeah.
He was alright, but at the same time I was like,
yeah, I was like, I think I need to see more before I can form a proper opinion.
One of the things that drives me nuts is we're seeing a lot of those memes that it's a picture of Heath Ledger, and it's like, sorry, Jared Leto, but Heath Ledger is the real Joker. I think what people forget is that the Joker has been portrayed so many ways over the years.
By so many
dozens and dozens of different ways, by actors, by writers in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where Scott Snyder, in the recent Batman series, felt the need to address that by giving you kind of an explanation for why he's always a little bit different. So the reality is... Yeah, Leto is not trying to do Ledger, and I think we all knew that going in. We were all very much appreciative of that. But at the same time, why choose one over the other, you know? You have your favorites, but there's room for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I'm not expecting you know anybody to say, oh, Nicholson's the only Joker, especially because I don't like Nicholson's Joker. But, you know, there's room for Ledger, there's room for Nicholson, there's room for Leto, there's room for Cesar Romero.
Yep.
You know?
Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to limit the Joker that way.
Right. Agreed.
Nobody has the perfect way of doing it. It's all just different takes on the Joker, and that's the way the character is made.
Definitely.
Leave it that way.
I liked Leto's laugh, though.
He had a great Joker laugh.
Like, that made me uncomfortable, and you know that was done right when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His laugh is uncomfortable, and that scene where he's laying with all the knives and the guns around him, I remember looking at Terry during that scene and thinking and telling her, you know what the creepiest thing about that is? It's the baby onesies in the upper corner.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they doing there?
Yeah, that's what I saw those, and I was like, what are those for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and it made me more uncomfortable with them, which I think helped.
Laughing behind his hand.
Oh, that hand tattoo was awesome. Right. I love that about him.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. So he did some good stuff. And all the tattoos that people were bitching about, I thought some of those were cool, like the dead Robin on his one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that stuff was all fantastic. I thought they did a great job on the way he looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I need to see more of him to really decide if I like him. Not even if I like him, but how much I like him as the Joker.
I was laughing at all the people that were losing their mind that Harley didn't wear the old suit from the
cartoon. I love that they showed all the different costumes.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they gave us the classic Alex Ross cover dance.
That was great.
Which was cool, but at the same time, looking at her, you're going, she looks ridiculous in that costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to give her a better look. And I like the fact that they took from Debbie Harry, the singer. You know, that's where they got that look from. They flat out said, she inspired that look. And that you see her pull out the corset from the new 52 Suicide Squad that she wore in that. And I thought it was great that they included all that stuff in the actual trunk when she's picking her clothes.
Oh, and her old hammer.
Oh, yeah. 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 And all that stuff. And, you know, the people who complain about her costume, sure, she's wearing extremely short shorts, and she's got the ripped shirt, and she looks, for lack of a better term, she looks sexy. But she does it for a reason.
Yeah.
It's about distraction.
Yeah.
And it's about her owning who she is. That's what she tells El Diablo in the bar, is you own that, bleep. Yeah. So, I loved her. I thought she was great, and I loved El Diablo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Well, let's hold our thoughts in El Diablo right there. We'll listen to another commercial. And, hey, what the hell? Let's run the Sketchbook Comics commercial again.
There we go.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
There's rumors, Amanda, that some of them have abilities.
Oh, yeah. I have seen things. Maybe Superman was some kind of beacon for them to creep back from the shadows. I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet who I think can do some good.
They're bad guys.
Exactly. And if anything goes wrong, we blame them. We have built-in deniability.
What makes you think you can control them?
Because getting people to act against their own self-interest is what I do for a living.
So that's it, huh? We're the Patsies. We're some kind of suicide squad.
Let's go save the world.
All right, we're back here at Sketchbook Comics. We're watching Doctor Who. We're looking at Salt and Pepper, Batman and Rob, or Batman and Rob, Captain America and Iron Man.
Seriously?
Yes. Salt and pepper shakers.
Robin doesn't have a shield, but I'd be cool with it if he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not Batman,
Robin.
You're
the comic book nerd, and you goofed that up.
I did.
Disappointed.
I'm so ashamed of you.
So El Diablo. Segue. What do you think of him?
I thought he was very cool. I love the fact that, you know, he rides along and does nothing through most of the movie because he's like, no, I'm not a weapon. I'm not going to do that for you. I'll die first, and he's fine with that. And I thought it was great that he just does that through the entire movie.
I didn't know enough about the character, actually.
Yeah.
I read the original limited series where Jay Nitz created him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't that long ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. But it was cool, but it's a very different take on the original El Diablo, who was a very different character. I believe he was one of their Western heroes to begin with.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's a neat character. I like the fact that he's got, you know, he used his powers as basically just a gangbanger and, you know, ruling his neighborhood type of thing. And yeah, I thought it was cool. So much better than any Ghost Rider.
Oh, don't get me started on Ghost Rider.
And very, very similar characters when you actually stop and think about it.
But El Diablo didn't pee fire.
He did. Well, we don't know that he did.
Well, they didn't show it.
We didn't ask, nor did they show.
We didn't have to see it.
I wouldn't want to ask or have them show. I don't need to know that.
No, it's really not something that ever needed to be done.
If you're peeing fire, you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, that just sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks, Nick Cage and whoever directed that movie. I thought he was a really good character. I thought the actor did a great job with him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was very cool.
Yeah,
cool. And
that scene where he fights Incubus at the end and turns into the big horn thing.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
He looked like almost like a Aztec god.
Yeah,
that was cool.
See, in my head, because I played Crash Bandicoot, all I could picture was the Ooga Booga guy with a body. I mean, super cool, but that was the only thing that came across my mind.
He reminded me of like Quetzalcoatl or something.
Suicide Squad 2. Crash Bandicoot.
I'd be okay with that.
I'm hoping. Now, I got to bring this up because you and I have had some good discussions about it. We haven't really recorded anything on it. It's good that people ignore the critics, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, it got a lot of flack.
The critics hated it.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is that they go in expecting a comic book movie. And by comic book movie, they're expecting a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't want Warner Brothers to do the same things. I like that they do different things. I like that the characters have more character development. You know, mm-hmm. Marvel's don't. For the majority of them, their villains are paper thin, and DC's aren't, you know? Enchantress was a little closer to a Marvel movie villain than I would have liked, but there was still more to her than a lot of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, man, I don't really know if there's an actual point to critics in the world. You know, think for yourself. Go see what you want to see. Go see what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you're not interested in it, don't go see it. You know, don't go see it because some critic told you it was good. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
You know? You just wasted $12, or they made $12 for the movie company, and
yeah,
you're out of pocket for a movie that you may or may not like. But no, go see what you want to see, man. Mm-hmm. I don't really think critics are necessary at all.
No, I mean, I know a lot of people that ignore critics, and I'll throw this out. My friend Kim, biggest Marvel Universe fan in the world, doesn't like DC, wasn't a big Superman vs. Batman fan. Messaged me the night she saw it and said, "You got to go see this. I loved it. I wanted to go for a second time in the nice. Same night." So
I loved it. Mm-hmm. And like, I've always been the Marvel girl.
Yeah.
DC, I'm just
yep.
starting to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one.
Because yeah. I was stubborn. I'm like, no, you got to pick one. Like, you can't have both. Know. Like, there's no way.
You can have both.
Oh, you can have both.
I'm learning this.
I like Star Trek.
You can swing both ways.
But I was always like, you can and. We're gonna.
I have
that
a comment
in.
For that one, but yeah, like I absolutely loved it. I was so excited about it, and I saw it, and I'm like, Frank, like this, is, like I'm going to buy the soundtrack as soon as I physically can, because like the soundtrack was fantastic.
It
just
was
the whole
amazing.
Movie. I'm like, I loved it.
My only complaint about the soundtrack is that they didn't make the whole thing available on the actual soundtrack that they released.
Okay.
There are so many songs in that movie that I was like, what is this? This is not on the soundtrack. I went through and checked the songs. This is fantastic. Like, if they put that whole thing together, that's right up there with the Guardians one.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they used everything that was in the movie, it would have been right up there with the Guardians.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't, though. And I'm like, I don't know why you didn't, but maybe there's just too much, or it was the licensing to get it on the soundtrack was too much. I don't know. But for whatever reason, they didn't. And, meh, some of that stuff's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm more excited about the DC stuff right now than I am.
Well, I know this isn't
for saying so.
Yeah, this isn't really the time, but I saw the Doctor Strange trailer right before it, and I don't know if I want to see it now.
It's too Inception.
It's Inception
That's
and Matrix.
What they keep saying, yeah.
I've seen it all. Between those two movies, I've seen it all.
Plus the awful American accent he's doing in it too.
I don't even care about that stuff. Like, we've got a friend in common who thinks that Cavill does a terrible American accent.
He's all right, and I thought.
That stuff doesn't bother me. Never has.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. I've heard terrible accents, and I've heard... If I can understand, I'm good. You know?
Well, yeah.
It's what bothers me is when you get those thick accents where you have no idea what they're saying, and you just have to nod politely when they're in front of you talking to you.
Story of my work.
Yeah, exactly. I get it occasionally here. I had it a little while ago with the Italian guy.
Yeah.
No idea what he was saying most of the time. But as long as I can understand them, I'm good with it. You know, so does Cavill do the best American accent?
I don't know. Seems I don't even to me. Notice. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even notice it. Yeah. How's Cumberbatch is American?
I don't know.
He doesn't say a whole lot in the movie either.
Good actor, but
that's the one thing about Doctor Strange. I'll say they have a phenomenal cast, but that trailer was boring. Nothing I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Just now, it's magically happening instead of, you know, being that the world is the Matrix or it's all dream based. You know, so it's. Yeah.
I think they need a
Ben. Like you said, not time or place.
I think they need a Ben Affleck Batman cameo in that movie.
There we go. He runs him off the road. That's what causes his accident.
That'd be awesome.
Purely accidental, of course. But I've heard rumors that Tony Stark is in it.
Oh, probably. Anyhow. Yeah. Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Sorry about Adam Beach.
Yeah, and hey, I love Adam Beach too. Like, when I saw he was playing Slipknot, I was like, "That's fantastic." So, unfortunately, he's going to die, but that's fantastic. You know, I love seeing him get roles at all. Yeah,
yeah.
Joe Dirt's another great one for it. I'm like, man, he has a good role in that.
You know, what we haven't touched upon yet, possibly like one of the greatest characters in that movie in my mind, Amanda Waller.
She is phenomenal.
Yeah.
She does a really, really good job. I've read the interviews with Ostrander, too, where he talks about her. He loved her playing this character that he created. And, yeah, she did a really good job. She comes off as intimidating and yeah, like somebody you don't want to run up against and you don't want to mess with. She goes a little further in the movie than she does in the comics.
I was going to say, she shoots the entire room of people. I was like,
Yeah. When she mows down everybody who didn't have security clearance, I was like, wow. Maybe you could have cleared them. But, yeah. It's like, wow, that was something else.
Best Waller we've gotten so far, I think, too.
Yeah. The only one I would say that is on par was the Justice League animated
series. Oh, right.
Where CCH Pounder voiced her. And CCH Pounder, 15 years ago, I would have said, that's who should play Amanda Waller. Hands down, that should be. And I was 100% cool with Viola Davis. On a side note, I recently watched Kate and Leopold. Don't ask me why.
I've seen it,
starring Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
In that movie, Amanda Waller gives Wolverine a ticket for not cleaning up after his dog pooping on the sidewalk.
That's a great side note. Kate and Leopold, though, huh?
Yep. Hey, I needed something to watch at the store. I watched that, and all of a sudden there's Amanda Waller giving Wolverine a ticket because he refuses to pick up dog food.
That's the one when Wolverine did the Rich Creamery Butter commercial,
That's right. Rich Creamery Butter.
Is there anything better?
Oh, boy, Wolverine. Wolverine.
He's sexy, too.
Mm-hmm. So you need an Aquaman Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
If I had to pick between the two of them, it's Aquaman. It's Aquaman.
Are you going to go see the Aquaman movie when it comes out? Because they're doing one of those, too.
Well, yeah, it's Jason Momoa. Like, hell. Yeah. I went and saw that.
They just fist bumped.
I went and saw the Chris Hemsworth one where he's Moby Dick. I went and saw that one, or In the Heart of the Sea. I went and saw that. Not because I had any interest in the movie, but because it was Chris Hemsworth, and I was like, oh, why not, right?
Thor hunting whales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that's based on the story that was the basis for Moby Dick.
Yeah. I'm not picky.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Getting past what men are and are not sexy in movies, Suicide Squad was fantastic. I loved it. I loved the Batman cameos in it. Like I said, I thought it had the right amount of Joker. Still, jury's out on it for the most part. I dug it. It was cool. I liked it a lot. I would go back and see it again, and I can't wait to buy it.
I like that they actually set up some continuity between the other movies, too.
Absolutely.
All right, so before we wrap things up, this is the part of the show where I like to rate the movie out of 5 and do it in a funny way. So, for example, I am going to give this 5 out of 5 blown up Adam Beaches.
Oh, too soon, no. Wow.
How about you?
I can't think of anything funny. I'm going to give it 5 out of 5, regardless of a funny thing or not.
Okay. You're just reeling from the Adam Beach.
Yeah, I am. But I'll still give the movie 5 out of 5.
All right.
I guess I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 Sarah in Wonder Woman under Ooze.
You put her up to that. Ow.
I'll stay at least themed towards the movie. I would give it 5 out of 5, headshots from Deadshot.
That's what I was going to say.
That's overkill.
That's awesome.
But come on, it was funnier with the whole Underoos thing. Mm-hmm. And it was funnier coming from you than
me. And it wasn't Underoos, just saying.
You didn't have Wonder Woman Underoos? Is that what you're trying to say?
I had Smurfette Underoos. You're not recording, are you? Bugger.
We're still going. And in case you're thinking of editing anything, Smurfette Underoos. Sarah had them.
I'm not ashamed. I'm going to go to Hot Topic, too.
To look for a Smurfette Underoos?
No, they have Wonder Woman Underoos.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, carry
well,
on.
I just wanted to thank Terry and Jeff and Smurfette for helping out with the review today.
We're breaking up. Don't edit that.
We got to do them a lot more often because we skipped over Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that was a good one to review.
Maybe we'll watch the ultimate one and review that.
You can do whatever you want with that ring now. You know that, right?
Apparently you shouldn't have called her Smurfette.
The lovely Smurfette.
Nope.
Not far now. And we will thank you, Jeff, for the use of the lovely sketchbook comics.
Of course.
Lovely.
Best, you keep it lovely here.
Best store in town.
I think so.
Come down here, and while you can still get your pop vinyl, salt and pepper, Captain America, and Iron Man shakers. Oh, Terry has bought it. You are out of luck.
We're all out of pop, salt and pepper shakers. But we got lots of pops. So.
Lots of pops. Lots of pops. And on that note.
Suicide Squad ones.
Yes, there was a Rick Flag one, I believe.
There is.
Joel Kinnaman, RoboCop.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Set them up on your dashboard, on your headboard.
Well, since I'm just rambling now, go out and see the Suicide Squad.
And then come to Sketchbook.
Come to Sketchbook and buy some Suicide Squad comics.
Yes.
Or take me to see it again. I'm good with that, too.
For me.
Noted.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.